The time is 9:31, and we are going to move immediately now to music by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. You were just listening to Sequenza Quasi Una Fantasia by the Polish organist and composer Dariusz Przybylski, who was born in 1984. The work was written between 2004 and 2006 and performed by percussionist Leszek Laurent along with organist Dariusz Przybylski, who is my guest until 11 o'clock. The work was part of Warsaw Autumn 2006 and was taken from a concert organized by the Youth Circle of the Polish Composers Union. Dariusz Przybylski was born in 1984 in Konin, Poland. He is a composer and organist and has written pieces for orchestra, concertos, chamber music, vocal music, and pieces for solo instruments. His works have been performed at various music festivals in Poland as well as abroad. As an organist, he focuses on old and contemporary music. New music has an important place, though, in his repertoire, and he has given numerous first performances of new works. He also performs as an improviser. Dariusz Przybylski is here from Poland for several performances involving his work as a composer and organist. Dariusz, welcome. Great to have you here.
Hello, Marvin. It's a very big pleasure to be with you here in Princeton.
Well, this is, I guess, a very big trip for you in many ways. First of all, it is your first time visiting America.
Yes, it's the first time, so I am very happy to be here and to meet new people also.
Initial first impressions when you were first arrived.
I came to the New York City, so it was a very big impression because I knew the city only from movies.
Right.
And
right.
It was, yes, but it's very, very beautiful city, and I think it will be, I will have good memories.
Well, let me welcome you officially to America and welcome to the show. This is your first time here on the radio.
Yes,
as
first
well.
Time. Yes.
So this is a very exciting moment and for me as well. We have so much to talk about regarding your music and about so many other things. But first of all, let's share with us just a little bit about what we just heard, about the piece itself.
So the piece is Sequenza Quasi Una Fantasia. Originally, it was composed in 2004 for organ solo. But in 2006, I did the special version with percussion. So we just heard this version now. I played this together with my friend Leszek Laurent, who is very good percussion player.
Very good, and I think a very good kickoff, I guess, to your visit here. You know, when I heard it, and I was working on this program, and I had, of course, know a number of your pieces, but putting everything together, this was like, yes, this is the way to open.
Yes, it's a very dynamic piece.
Very, yeah. It sure is. Well, we're going to talk about your life and music and influences. However, before we do, just a bit of background from a Polish composer about the Warsaw Autumn Festival.
So Warsaw Autumn Festival is the oldest festival for new music, I think, in Poland and in Eastern Europe.
Yes.
Yes, it's a very big festival. Every year, 9 days, we have opportunity to to know new music from the whole world. Mm-hmm. Every year is other topic of the festival, so yeah. The program is taken by this subject.
Right. Because I noticed, I think a few years ago, electronic music was the big feature.
Yes, it was electronic music. Some years ago, we had, for example, social life as a topic, or city in the music. I think the last year was politics and music, and in this year was the main theme was ethnic instruments instruments.
I did see that. Sounds wonderful. Well, Dariusz, you are 30 years old, I guess 30 years young, I guess, would like to say. and have already an impressive catalog of works. When did you get interested in music and how?
So I started music as a child to play piano and keyboard in Konin, in my city. Then I started to play organ when I was 13. And I think my love to the contemporary music came from organ and especially organ improvisation. I think it's the normal way to improvise something new and then to write it and to try to put it on paper.
On paper, right.
Yeah, so I think it was my way to become a composer.
When you heard, when you're talking about contemporary music and organ music and all that, what are some of the major figures that you were interested in when you were young?
So and at the beginning I have to say, because I come from small city and at this time we didn't have internet, you know, not like this now.
No.
And so I knew Polish music from books and CDs. So of course Lutosławski, Górecki and Penderecki. So I knew their music very much. So I think the first important
exposure
of music was of them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And you told me your parents were not musical, really.
Yes. They are not musicians. But my grandfather was a musician. Yeah.
Great. Very interesting. Well, we talked a little bit about composition, you know, in terms of the organ. How about some of other composers that inspired you early on not from Poland?
Not from Poland. So I have to say your composer, George Crumb.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's his 85th birthday, by the way. This coming Friday.
Ah, yeah.
You know, which is kind of fun because I share my anniversary with George Crumb's birthday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My wedding anniversary.
Yes, and of course, other music also, Russian music like Sofia Gubaidulina, Schnitke.
Okay.
But also other composers, but it's, yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, that sounds great. Now let's move on a little further. Okay. Who have you studied with? Some of the names, composers you've worked with.
Yeah, so I studied with Marcin Błażewicz. He's composer in Warsaw. So I think I had the biggest influences by him and by his thinking about music and philosophy. So I think it was the most important thing in my life. I studied also in Germany with Jörg Hüller in Cologne,
right,
and also my last studies were in Karlsruhe with Wolfgang Grimm.
Yes, I recall reading that, and we will hear some of your music now because I know people want to hear more of your music, and we have a whole stack of it here.
Yeah, we have.
Let's go to something, I guess, of an inspirational nature. As I've said, you're a young composer. Did any of your composition teachers tell you, I guess, something which has influenced your work as a composer, something the way which focuses your thinking in a way, you know, like when you hear something, which you always come back to?
So I think the most important was every time to speak about form and technique. So I think it's all connected with time. So when I compose, it's important for me to think about time, because all my art is in time. So I think composition is thinking about timing and to do good proportions.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think my professors, they spoke
this
a lot
is a
about
big part
this.
Of
yeah. Yeah.
Sounds great. And timing, I guess, is part of this, and we better play some music, otherwise we'll be talking too much, talking with too much time.
Time is like air for
everything.
Us.
Yes, and in fact, time affects so much of everything we do.
Yes.
You know. Well, now we're going to go to a major work of yours, Dariush. We listen to Onerosh, which is a concerto for violin and string orchestra dating from 2009. So you were only in your mid-20s when you wrote this work. Tell us a bit about the piece. We're going to hear it in its entirety, about the work and our performers.
Yes, so this piece was commissioned by Ulrich Grosser, the German conductor, and it was premiered in 2009 in Germany, in Görlitz. Mm-hmm. But the recording which we will listen now, it is by other orchestra, AUXO from Katowice,
right.
Marek Moś, and also very good Polish violinist Janusz Wawrowski. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say something about the piece itself, structure a little bit, or anything?
So the piece is one movement, but mm-hmm. has some more sections. Attacca, and its combination of lyric and virtuosity.
Well, it's a very impressive score. In fact, one of the first pieces of yours I heard. So I'm glad to be presenting it now in your presence.
Yes,
we listen now to music by my guest, Dariush Przybylski. This is his Onerosh, concerto for violin and string orchestra, dating from 2009. Thank you.